Here today's top stories, Donald Trump made a big speech in Detroit talking economics. The big takeaway? A tax cut, of course. Trump also maligned Clinton, saying her plan was to raise middle-class taxes, which is something she never said. But you know what? Fact-checking, that's for journalists, not the candidates. Look at it this way. If Trump told the truth all the time, news reporters, they'd be out of jobs. So in a way, Trump is making this speech for the economy. There you go. Viva da Trump. A new poll says Clinton is up 13 points. The CPS budget is out today. They cut about $230 million from central administration and layoffs to get this, a balanced budget. The first in years, say CPS brass. The only problem is that assumes that the teachers' union will accept the same terms that the union rejected earlier in the year. So essentially, a big middle finger to Karen Lewis and the CTU. Yeah, no, that usually works. Delta Airlines had a huge power failure that stranded passengers all over the world. I know, you know what? They should just give those passengers pretzels and maybe like a free charging station, maybe a voucher for an overhead bag, but I don't want to get too ahead of myself. That might be too crazy. You know what? The pretzels are probably fine. The Rio Olympics are underway, and I only noticed this because of the 15 channels of sport that have taken over my TV. Fencing? Sure, I'll watch fencing. No huge Zika killer bacteria stories yet, but two foreign boxers were arrested for sexual assault of a hotel maid. Sure, you live your entire life to make it to the Olympics and then lose your control when a maid brings new towels. Way to go, guys. Suicide Squad came out this weekend, and it was so bad that it made $135 million. Some say the critics were predisposed not to like the movie because of the hype. Wait, isn't that what Hollywood is built on? The backs of writers and actors with a big old side of hype? Meh, I didn't see it. And if I did, somewhat recommended. A beluga whale died at the Shedd Aquarium this weekend. You know what? It seems like we only hear about beluga whales in Chicago when they're born and when they die. I blame it on an anti-beluga media. Come on, where are the feel-good stories when the beluga goes to college? Or, you know, like the beluga's just having fun. Why can't we see those stories? Nah, something's up. Burger King has set its sights on Chipotle. No, not with the mandatory hand-washing, but for turning a Whopper into a burrito. The Whopperito will have the same ingredients of a Whopper, but wrapped in a flour tortilla. It'll be $2.99, which is about $4 less than the burrito at Chipotle, and about $1.99 grosser. In weather, August feels so good, right? It just feels good. In sports, the Olympics are in full swing. I should know I've watched so much whitewater rowing. The Polish team really messed up that rotation. Be ashamed of themselves. It's fun to watch for the locals. Connor Dwyer tonight, another kid from Naperville. Actually, you know, that's the joy of the Olympics, isn't it? When a random swimmer gets introduced and it says Naperville, Illinois under his name. Up to that point, you could care less, but now you're like, yeah, I think I'm going to stand up now. Come on, Travis, Tyler, Dakota, whatever your name is. Go swim! Beat the Japanese guy! Michael Phelps races again tonight. And if you think that some of the U.S. swimmers have chicken pox, no, it's just a goofy new muscle treatment called cupping. So no Zika, just cupping. Okay. The Cubs are quietly rolling, looking like the team that dominated at the start of the season. Jorge Soler is back in a big way. Two homers in a sweep of the Oakland A's this weekend. The Cubs are 28 games above 500. Wow. They're off today, and they're going to get back at it tomorrow against Anaheim. The Sox got blown out yesterday to lose the series to the Orioles. James Shields got back to his form with a terrible outing. The Sox are now 5 games under 500, and they go to Kansas City tomorrow. Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, retired, sort of. His last game will be on Friday, and then he's going to serve as a consultant to the team in 2017, which is code for how you exactly going to earn that $20 million a year? Throwing batting practice? Cool. Maybe he should do the sausage run or get in the San Diego chicken costume, too. I bet there's a bit there about growth hormones in your chicken, like something in there. I'm not a writer for the Yankees. They got to figure it out themselves. The Bears get back to business in Bourbonnais after a terrible practice at Soldier Field Saturday. Starting center Hronis Grasu turned right and his knee turned left, and boom, ACL, he's out for the year. You know what? I wouldn't worry about it, though. Center, it's not that important. What's Olin Krutz doing? Still breaking jaws at the gun range? Get him back. Also, enough of the brawls. I guess backup center Ted Larson likes to fight. Isn't it like always the old white offensive lineman that likes to fight? I love the scrimmage fights against other teams, but your own team over and over? All right, it gets old. Alshon practiced a bit on the side today, so I think we're back, right? I think we're back, 13-3. Also, last night's Hall of Fame game between the Pack and the Colts was postponed because of a shoddy turf. Really? You can postpone games for that? If that were the case, we wouldn't play games at Soldier Field in all of December. And finally tonight, things are looking up off the coast of Cape Cod. Great white sharks have returned, and researchers are delighted. This is good for the ecosystem and the health of the species. Until they kill a human, and we hunt them down like a video game. We're watching you, sharks. We're watching. Well, that's the carryout for August 8th, 2016. We, too, are doing everything in burrito style tonight. Chicken burritos, steak burritos, chocolate sundae burritos. I mean, think of the extra carbs.